Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Well, Patrick Walters did it again in grand fashion, winning his third blue trophy of his young career, this time in his home state of South Carolina at the Minn Kota Bassmaster Elite at Lake Murray. Walters is coming up later in the Rapala winner circle. Young JT Tompkins was third in the event, and he'll also join us this week. In second place, Cody Huff will be in next week. And in the leadoff role, Bass VP in charge of all tournaments, Chris Bose will join us to fill us in on this new requirement for all boaters participating in national bass events to have a boater safety certificate. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com. And start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20. Only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I said in the open, we found out a few weeks ago that Bass is, you know, making a move now to make sure that all boater anglers have a boater safety certificate that would be good all across the country everywhere they fish. And you know, this was a little bit of a surprise. I didn't quite see it coming. So I figured let's reach out to Chris Bose. He's the vice president of Bass, in charge of all tournaments at all levels. And he joins us now in the VMC Hook. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
So how long has this been in discussion where you guys felt like this was something you were going to deal with? Because for me, and I feel like I'm pretty plugged in, but for me, it felt like it kind of just came out of left field.
So it really has been talked about for a very long time. Honestly, we actually, golly, don't quote me on the years, but probably five-ish, give or take, years ago, added to the Section C5 safety that it's recommended that each contestant successfully complete a boater safety course. And, of course, it's got to be the NAS BLA course, which most of them online are recognized by all the states to meet the requirement if the state has that requirement. So we put in that language about recommended about 5 years ago. And what really, Tom, inspired us to do that was we were going to states and finding out from the anglers that, you know, whether it's all anglers or whether it's, you know, a certain age and others are grandfathered in, that these boater safety requirements are, these boater safety certificates were required in many, many states. Going back as far as, oh gosh, probably about 5 years into my career when I was up on Lake Champlain, we were at a briefing for a Bassmaster Northern Open. And it came to our attention because one of the anglers had been stopped on the water and asked to show their boater safety certificate in Vermont. And it came to our attention that, golly, I think it was at that point there was a grandfather, but I think it was like everyone in, you know, mid-30s and younger had to have it. Well, of course, a number of our pro anglers were under like 35 or, again, I don't know the exact age. I can't remember it. But we had to have a bunch of anglers scramble that night and get it so they could to meet that that criteria for boating in Vermont. So going back to your question, sorry, I got kind of sideways. Mm-hmm. We've kind of been talking about it for many years, since as far back as then, and then we put in this language about recommended. And I was really, actually at the time we did the recommended, I was leaning towards requiring it then. And we thought, well, that may be too dramatic and may get, especially the older guard that, you know, they're grandfathered in, they haven't had, a number of our younger anglers have it because they've had to have it for a long time. You know, probably the base we're going to upset the most or you know, is that older group that's grandfathered in that hasn't had to get it. But, you know, the good news is we think it's a smart move. It, when we had that unfortunate incident, you know, at Murray at the college earlier this year,
right.
Case Anderson, our CEO, immediately wanted us to pivot and say, what can we do that may make our event safer? Please, no, Tom, I'm not saying that any of this could have changed that situation at all. But just in general, something like that makes you look kind of at the larger picture, I guess. And this was one of the first things, because again, it had been something I'd wanted to do for a while. And, you know, this was really, we felt like the right time to implement it.
So 36 states right now have this requirement anyway, some sort of requirement anyway for boater safety, but they all are kind of different a little bit. It's like NIL and college football. Everybody's got a little bit of a different rule. But we'll use it as an example where I live in the state of Tennessee. If you were born after 1989, okay, so I'm way past that, so I'm okay. But if you were born after 1989, you have to go get the boater safety course. But with this rule here, we go ahead, we do it. You can do it online. It's really relatively painless. And then that covers you for all states. If I'm fishing in Alabama or South Carolina or whatever, this is like kind of your own rule. Even if your state doesn't have this requirement at all, if you're from that state, you need to get one of these certificates.
100% correct. Everyone will be required starting in 2025 with the events. We're actually implementing our first group is our college championship qualifiers. Mm-hmm. later on this summer. They will all be required. Again, Tom, to your point, most of them will already have it because they're obviously
young guys,
not old like you and I, right? They're young guys, so they're probably their state already requires it, or a state that they fished in. We actually had a few anglers that fished a college event earlier this year that didn't have it, they were fishing an event which required it, and they also kind of, like I talked about with the Northern Open, had to scramble and get it. So really, in the long run, you know, I don't want people to look at it as negative. It's a positive move. It's going to reinforce the safety aspect of our sport. It's not going to solve every, you know, boating incident out there by any means. We're not trying to say that, but even for the guys that have been doing it for a while, it's a reminder or refresher, we'll say. And it's not, as you mentioned, it can be done online. It takes a couple hours, if even that. The fees are really nominal. I think they're probably less than $50 in most cases. It's a one-time deal. You do it. You submit it to Bass, we check a box in your angler profile, and, you know, basically
and you can find
your
that,
card and your feet.
And you can find all of that online at bassmaster.com where they go. Because I know in the press release it had the links to, you know, whether your endorsement for opens or elites or whatnot. You know what you ought to do is get Rick Klun to do like a 15-second endorsement of this. You know what I mean? Because if Rick Klun's going to do it, then we're all going to do it. You know what I mean? Anyway, hey, right. Get your boater safety, you know. But at bassmaster.com, that's where they go to basically file their deal. And if they file it for the opens, they become an elite, or they're fishing in the Bass Nation and then they go to the opens. It doesn't matter. It's good for everything. One certificate.
And couple things, Tom, if I got just a minute. We do recognize U.S. Coast Guard captain licenses as meeting that requirement. We've looked into that. That's a question we've had from several anglers, and we've actually done a little digging on that. We thought we knew the answer, but we wanted to get the full and the right answer. And it's not required. So one of the other things we're getting a lot of is if you fish a Bass Nation state tournament, that we don't require
at the state level,
national BASS run event. Now the state may require it,
and,
and maybe it might roll down to some of the states, but to our knowledge, unless it's not required, unless that particular state requires it.
Yeah, well, it's
kayak. That's the other thing. We will not be requiring any of our kayak anglers at this time.
Those kayak anglers should have to do. They should have to do something. Stay the heck out of the channel, will you? Please put the kayak stay out of the channel. Make sure your flag is up in the air. Chris Bose with us here, director of tournaments for bass. Well, Chris, I think this is a really good move. This is a smart move. These are painless to do. It can be done online. It's not like you got to go to some driver's ed safety class and sit through something like that. You can do it online, and you know what? We're all going to learn something. There's going to be something. I've been boating. I've been running a boat since I'm 12 years old. For 50 years, I've been running a boat. I guarantee you when I go to mine in the state of Tennessee online, I'm going to learn something and I'm going to say, I didn't know that. And so that's always good stuff. Well, Chris, we're off to a great elite season. We're into the second half of it. Looking forward to coming into my backyard at Wheeler and Smith Lake. I'll be out there at those events. And, I think that we're off to a great, great year and a lot of great young stars coming through. So I'm looking forward to the second half of the season. It's going to be really fascinating. I appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Tom. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And we're super pumped for the rest of the year, the elites, opens, kayak, all that stuff. College, it's been a great start and it's going to be a great end.
No doubt about it, Chris Bose. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, JT Tompkins, he came in third at Murray. He's coming up. And, of course, a little bit later on in the Rapala Winner's Circle, Patrick Walters will be here. It's Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And typically we have our top three. We will have our champion, Patrick Walters, coming up in the Rapala Winner Circle. Cody Huff, not able to get in this week. We will get him next week. But finishing third in this tournament was JT Tompkins. And let me tell you something about this kid. I mean, he was the AQ Angler of the Year last year. So he comes in this deal. He's having a great season. He is eighth in the points overall, finished third. Very consistent tournament at Murray. He is a South Carolina guy, but Murray, and but had a really good tournament here. He's second right now in the Rookie of the Year standings to that runaway train that is Trey McKinney. But JT Tompkins joins us now on the VMC Hook. JT, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing really good. It's been a good day so far, so just happy to be home for a little bit, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to be able to get to make that quick run home after Championship Sunday. But let's just talk about your tournament. First of all, your experience going into this deal on Murray. This isn't like it's a place that you fished, you know, your whole life. You have been there, but this wasn't something that, you know, we can't call this your home waters, if you will.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if we're going to call anywhere my home waters, it's definitely Winyah Bay. But when I go to Murray, it's only been for, like, I think two or three high school tournaments and two or three local tournaments. I've only ever spent, like, probably 8 days on the water there my entire life. And then, you know, this year I went pre-practice, and that was for 3 days. And most of the time I actually sight fish because I know sight fishing is a weakness of mine, and I wanted to improve upon it. So that's kind of what I did during that. So that's kind of the main thing that I've been doing recently is just kind of pre-practicing on Murray. It hasn't been like, you know, local knowledge as much as like a lot of people have on their home body. So definitely isn't a home lake, but I do know a lot about it just from being around it a lot and growing up around it. You just tend to know what you need to do and when to do it.
If I had told you going in, I'll give you 78 pounds and you fished all 4 days, you'd have taken it, right? I mean, you're like, all right, let's do it. I'm good. I'm not even going to go to the lake. You give me 78 pounds. I'm fishing 4 days. I'm in pretty good shape. Did you feel that was a good number?
Yeah, I felt pretty good. I mean, this entire year, you know, I had one bad event this year at St. John's, and I know that I'm going to have to win or top 10 the rest of the events this year to make the, you know, the comeback that I need to make. So honestly, I would have definitely taken another, you know, top five finish. You know, that's what I'm going for, is the win in every single tournament from now on. So anytime I'm getting that top three, top five, I know I had a shot at it and I accomplished the goal that I wanted to accomplish. So definitely would have taken that and ran with it.
You were extremely consistent in the tournament, 21-1 on day one, 19-5, 18-9, 18-14. You know, whatever it is that you were on, it seemed like you were on four-pounders, and that was the deal.
Yeah, the biggest fish I caught all week was a 480, and I just never got those kicker bites. I saw them in practice. I caught a 7.5, a 6.5, and a couple others over five in practice. I just never could get those bites to commit in the tournament. And when I did, I lost them. But, you know, it just wasn't my week. And, you know, I had a great time out there. And just I really love herring fishing. It fits my style, the running and gunning style, fishing a lot of water, fishing fast, top water, moving baits. It just really fits my style, and I enjoy every minute of fishing there.
Yeah, I don't know if it wasn't your week. JT Tompkins came in third, which pretty much doesn't suck, a $30,000 check as well in the Bassmaster Elite, the Minn Kota Bassmaster Elite at Lake Murray. And you did it. One of your baits was a little bit different than what other guys do. You took the worm and you put the tail spin out. In my mind, I wouldn't think of that as being something you would be using in a herring situation as much. You know, you think about, you know, some of the different types of baits, like you say, the topwater and so on. But talk about that little setup that you had going on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little sneakier deal that not a lot of people know about. It kind of what I feel like separate ready this week. I didn't throw it a ton, but when I did throw it, it did capitalize. And it's a little bait that a lot of herring fishermen know about it. It's not a super big known deal, but it is a very effective bait, and it works really well. I mean, herring are super long and thin, and they move really fast. And really, it's either there's two baits to replicate it. It's a fluke, moving really fast on top of the water, or it's a Senko with a spinner in it. It gives it that flash, got that streamlined body, and it just moves through the water. you know, pretty much like a heron does, because I think it's got a lot more action than people think it does, even with twitching.
Right.
So it's a really good bait. It's just a little bit different look, and when you get these fish that are just so pressured, anything different is what they like, to be honest.
So you're ripping this thing good. I mean, this is just under the surface, and you're just really kind of almost skipping it along pretty good with no weight.
Yeah, it depended this week. You know, for some reason, this was the first we've ever seen where slower baits seem to work than super fast-moving baits for these herring fish. So sometimes I just reel it real slow underneath the surface, and it would kind of do like a wake, or sometimes I would just twitch it as hard as I could and reel it as hard as I could, and it would just give it some crazy action. And it was just all depending on the fish where you were at. They all act a little bit different. You just kind of had to read how they were, you know, reacting to your bait, make adjustments.
It's got to be a wild strike, though, right? I mean, that's got to they got to hit that thing like a train when they hit it.
Oh, heron fishing, when they commit, they commit. It's the most fun bite in the world. Like, if anybody ever wants to go have the most fun of their life, they need to go to any herring fishing and just throw moving baits all day and just try to figure it out. Because when you do figure it out, it can be the most fun you ever had in your life.
JT Tompkins with us here, Elite Series rookie. So you had this amazing season. It was just unreal. I mean, you know, 8, 11, 14, 7, 2, 7. I mean, these are tournaments with 200 pros in there. And, you know, and you obviously work your way into the elite field. And you've had a really good run here. Like you said, you had that one bad tournament at the St. John's River. It was kind of a crash and burn, but you sandwiched that with a second, you know, before that at the Harris Chain, and then this third, you know, at Murray. So just talk about the way it's been, you know, your rookie year here in terms of, you know, coming off of that great Opens run in 2023.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I was really in my groove, and I was really, you know, starting to understand some things. And then, you know, I felt like I had a really good shot at Angler of the Year, Rookie of the Year. And, you know, St. John's kind of put a damper on that. But, you know, we're going to try to make a comeback the best we can. Hopefully we can string together a couple more top five finishes and make a comeback. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, one bad day, if that cost me, then, you know, so be it. I mean, you know, we had that really bad first day, and I had a pretty big bag the second day. I just couldn't make a big enough comeback, but it is what it is. I'm going to work my butt off to try to make up for the rest of the year, but if we can't, that's all good. I'm perfectly fine. I just want to make sure, you know, I do my job the rest of the season and know that it was just one day and not, you know, a string of bad events. So that's what we're going to work on and, you know, see what can happen.
JT, it's not like you're battling to try and make the classic cut here. I mean, you're eighth in the points. I mean, you know, it's pretty solid right now, eighth in the points. I'm trying to do the math right now. If you had finished maybe middle of the pack there, you know, at the St. John's, you could be third maybe. You'd be up there with the Johnston boys probably, you know, if you were just in the middle of the pack. But still, eighth is pretty solid. And we got to remind people, you were the angler of the year on the EQs last year, not your fellow rookie Trey McKinney. But what McKinney is doing is just sick. It's nuts, you know, to see these numbers. He's got a 100-point lead on you in the rookie of the year. He's leading the angler of the year standings, and you guys fish very similar. But it's just crazy the year that he's had so far through five events.
Absolutely. I mean, he's doing things that we've never seen before. We've never seen an angler this young doing what he's doing, and he is truly an incredible angler. And it's great to have that kind of competition. It pushes me a lot harder to do a lot better. And I think that's why you're seeing a lot of the rookies just almost borderline take over, is because that's what we were competing against all last year, is like a bunch of guys like Trey, and that's what we have to compete against just to get there. And we're used to this competition already, and that's just why I feel like we're just so much more polished than people, you know, are led on to believe for rookies. And I'm just super excited to see what can happen over the next couple of tournaments, because I think it's just going to keep getting better and better. But I definitely got a lot of work in front of me to catch him, that's for sure.
Do you think it's unfair, the thought process that you guys are just having this great success because of your abilities with the forward-facing sonar? Is that, you know, because we see, you know, we see a lot going on, a lot of different techniques going on out there, and, of course, this was a heron deal of the tournament, but do you feel like that's a little bit unfair that you guys are getting pigeonholed as just electronics fishermen?
Yeah, because I truly think it doesn't matter what the obstacle was that we had to overcome, whether it be live scope, side scan, you know, flipping bushes, we were going to overcome it, because I don't think it has anything to do with live scope. I think it has something to do with time on the water. And I think if you took the combined nine anglers and counted the amount of hours we have on our motors at the end of the year and compared it to every bit of the Elite Series field, I don't think any of the Elite Series guys would have as many hours as any of the nine Opens guys, just about.
Yeah.
And I know I already have, 250 plus hours on my motor. Trey has over 200 hours on his motor. Tyler has his three-year boat. He has 1,400 hours on his motor. So, like, between all of us, I know that we're averaging 600 to 800 hours on a motor close a year. And it doesn't matter if it's live scope, side scan, or just flipping bushes, fishing ledges, setting up on waypoints, Swiss old style. We're going to have more time on the water doing any of it than anybody. And that's really where the time that comes in at is time on the water.
Yeah. And you'll have that thing humming. And once again, when you get to the next couple of events, as you get over to Alabama for Wheeler and Smith in June, and I'm looking forward to that. I'll be at both of those events, so I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Well, great job here. Great start to your Elite Series career, and of course, a tremendous event at Murray. Top three always come on the show, so who knows? Let's talk some more this year. That'd be good for you.
Absolutely. Every time I come on the show, I know I had a good event. So hopefully we can string together four more.
There you go. All right, man. I appreciate you. Keep up the good work.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That's that is a tremendous job of JT Tompkins. There's no doubt about it. Off to a good start. Also off to a good start to his career. He's off to a Hall of Fame start to his career. He got his third Elite Series win and just, ultimately blew away the field. Patrick Walters, who was on to preview this event just a couple of weeks ago, he'll join us next in the Rapala Winner's Circle right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants-funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Sports Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winner's Circle. And if you're going to have a Rapala Winner's Circle, you might as well have a Rapala dude in there. And this is a guy we talked to before the tournament, just to kind of give us a little heads up for what he thought and how he thought things would go. We didn't realize he was going to go out there and lap the field and put the beat down on him like he did. But Patrick Walters did just that, expanding on his lead each and every day till he got the victory there at Murray in the Minn Kota Bassmaster Elite. He joins us now on the VMC Hook. Patrick, welcome back. How are you?
Tom, I'm doing great. I am doing really, really good now after last week. Like you said, it was we were on for a preview, and it worked out pretty well.
You're not going to want to like talk to me anymore. I mean, I would think at some particular point in time you're going to be fed up with seeing my that phone ring. I might have to put you on the payroll here the way you're going right now.
That means I'd be doing something right. Every time I'm talking to you, we're in good shape.
That's what JT Tompkins just said. He said, man, you just keep calling me. That means I finished top three. And yeah, that's the way it works out. You know, when you win, you don't screw around. I mean, you put the beat down on them. It wasn't quite another century belt, but holy mackerels, if I'd have told you going in, and we talked about it going in, I think you were saying things like 80, you know, somewhere in there. I don't think you were thinking 93. How surprising was that to you?
I was pretty surprised. I thought we were going to catch fish. I did not think we were going to get to 93 pounds. I was thinking 20 pounds a day. If you get to 20 pounds a day, you did your job. That's consistent. And then you just kind of go from there. But every single day was just, it was magical. I mean, honestly, it was kind of surreal.
Yeah, I'll say. Do you think that in any way, shape, or form, the blowout on day one set them up a little bit better, maybe? I mean, the kind of day it was on Friday. I mean, you went out there Friday, which was day one, 25-8 right out of the chute, and led right from the beginning. But do you think that maybe that front that came through had anything to do with setting them up, or was it going to be this way one way or the other?
I think it had a lot to do with setting them up with less pressure on the lake, actually. It gave the fish a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that off day, nobody was out there fishing, and so there was no pressure, and it allowed the fish to set back up. And so when we went out there actually on the first day, they were chewing.
Yeah. I've never fished Murray. I had it in my head that it wasn't that clear. Was it clearer than normal? I mean, it was amazing, the drone shots and everything. Dirtier. Say it again?
It was actually dirtier than normal.
Really?
It's usually really clear. It's not like Hartwell clear, but it's usually very clear where you can see, 3 to 5 foot of visibility.
Man, I'll tell you what. So you went in there and you did damage in multiple different ways, including with a prototype bait that'll come out next month. At iCast from Rapala, the Rapala Precision Extreme Jowler 12. Tell me about this big old pencil popper and what the key was to that bait.
To tell you the truth, I had just got them in the mail probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and when I got it in the mail, I immediately called Dan and I said, Dan, this topwater is the deal. I mean, I'm truly impressed with it. It spits good. It throws a mile. It's got a good action, great noise. And that sucker catches fish. They got a bunch of great colors. And when we went there, that's how I found a lot of my schools. You know, you really wanted to call the fish up, find the aggressive groups of fish. And that's what I did, was just kind of run around the lake, throwing the topwater, throwing the jawler. And then once I found some areas I really liked, I hunkered down and keyed in on those fish.
That feather seems to be key too. Tell me why that you think that having that feather hanging in the water off the tail hook, why that's important.
You know, it's important when you pause it and stuff a lot of times too, because it just gives them something to key in on. When you're really working it fast for schooling fish, you really just want a good erratic action and you're working it quick. But when you got that feather and you pause it, man, they can't stand it. He comes up and gets it every time.
I don't want you to give away all your secrets, but I would assume those are VMC Redline hooks that are on there. Do you change them, or is that the stock hook?
They're new VMC Redline hooks, but they're round bin ones.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take care of the deal.
Yeah. So is that what it comes with, or did you change those to that?
It came with them stock. That's why it's very impressive bait.
Yeah, and I would assume you add the snap swivel. That's something that you add to give it more action.
No, it comes just with a split ring on it, and I put a snap on there mainly just because I changed topwaters a bunch for colors. You know, if it's cloudy, I'm throwing bone, and if it's sunny, I'm throwing chrome. So it's that. That's just me personally.
Yeah.
It makes it easy for in and out.
Patrick Walters with us here off his win at Murray, and straight braid right to the clip. You don't, do you typically do that, or do you like to use a little piece of monofilament or fluoro to keep it from fouling at all?
No, I do straight braid every time.
Yeah.
I just like straight braid.
That's your deal on all your topwaters. Now, another thing that you did was, of course, you had the glide bait going as well, and then you had a Zoom Super Fluke working, and you nose hooked that. I mean, most people go through the body of a fluke and, you know, skip that thing across the top, but you like to nose hook it. You showed it on Bassmaster.com. Explain that little alteration.
That was actually probably my bread and butter. That's what I caught majority of my fish on. I typically throw a EWG, like the VMC Redline EWG, when I'm fishing a fluke. But something about those fish just kind of short striking and stuff. I know that sounds crazy, but that the nose hooking it really just kind of, it just helps your landing percentage. You know, if he nips at it, you're gonna put him in the boat.
Is it a 90% of the time they're hitting on the pause, I would think, or when it starts to drop, looks like it's a dying bait fish?
It's right on the pause. You know, you're working that thing in there, all of a sudden you just pause it, and here comes a big boil, and you're reeling in a good.
Now, you know, Patrick Walters isn't even 30 years old yet. He's won at the college level. He's won at the St. Croix Bassmaster Open level. And, of course, now he's got three elite wins to his benefit as well. But you get a little old school, man, through that Carolina rig out there. I know you're a Carolina guy. You know, you guys invented that thing. But, talk about that setup a little bit, because, you're a man after our own heart. Us older guys that love to, you know, throw that Carolina rig.
That one was just for my dad. He loves the Carolina rig. And, man, you can't leave a spot. If the fish are there that good and not throw a Carolina rig, you got to check them every single time. So before I left every single spot, I bombed the old Carolina rig in there one time. And actually, for the first 3 days, I weighed one of my good keepers in every single day besides the last day on the Carolina rig. That sucker just, it kept catching them.
All right. Do a little technique of the week for us. What size weight do you like to use? Do you use a mono leader, or you fluoro to fluoro? What are you doing?
Oh, nope. Fluoro to fluoro. 20-pound mainline, 3/4 ounce VMC tungsten flipping weight, a bead, a big swivel. And then I use 17-pound as my leader, was my leader line, to a 4-aught EWG VMC Redline hook with a Zoom mid-size brush hog. I really like that mid-size. It's just, it's not a big brush hog. Maybe it's the mid one. It just catches a lot of fish. I like the Florida fluoro. And then you tighten that baby up and go ahead and reel them on in.
Yeah, Patrick Walters with us here off of a win, his third win, about 93.5 pounds there, just a little bit short, or actually just under 94 pounds, I should say, 6 pounds short of another belt. Where are those belts, by the way? Do you have those, like, in the garage? Are they on the wall? Do you wear them, like, to MPFL events? I mean, where are those things?
I haven't started wearing them around the house yet. That'd be pretty funny. But I got them at the house, and they're in my little, I got a little trophy table right now. It's in my office. So we're in the process of building a garage, and then hopefully one day I'll actually have me a little trophy room for them.
Yeah, that garage got a little extra jingle now to move that garage project along. By the way, what happened? You were known so much as the dude that tucked in his shirt into his shorts, and I noticed that you're going shirt tail out a lot these days. I mean, what's up with that? Did we changing up the look? What's going on?
I got chunky, Tom. That's what happened.
I gotta say that.
Had a baby, got the old lady pregnant, and put a couple pounds.
Listen,
don't feel like they used to.
I did the same exact thing. It's when my wife was, getting baby fat, I got baby fat. You know, I was like, I was sympathizing with her. You know what I mean? If she wanted French fries, then I got French fries. You know. The thing is that they lose it real fast. You know what I mean? They get rid of the baby and boom, they can get rid of 10 pounds in like an hour. For us, it takes a little longer. And I'll tell you, young man, the older you get, because I fluctuated, I went all over the place, up and down. You'll get past 35 and it becomes really hard to lose that weight. So you get rid of it now. Don't wait to get rid of it, because it's hard to get rid of when you're in your 40s.
I'm trying, Tom. It's still sticking to me.
I hear you. By the way, as people are listening to this, you did go ahead and fish an MPFL event over on Hartwell, which is like an ATM machine for you. You got a win there in the opens as well. So there's no rest for the weary, just kind of keeping it going. By the way, that dude that finished right behind you, Cody Huff, doing damage with a Rapala OG Deep Tiny 7. I haven't thrown the tiny yet. I'm not usually into the tiny stuff, but it's amazing the big fish the tiny will catch.
It catches big fish. It is tiny in profile, but it has big results.
Does it cast all right? I mean, can you throw that thing?
It actually does cast really well.
Okay.
It casts better than you think. It looks like it would not go far, but it casts good and it catches fish. I've been very happy with it.
Yeah, this Rapala line of baits. I mean, I know we're both sponsored by them. I don't want to make it sound like it's just a commercial for Rapala, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? I mean, think about the money that has been made on the Rapala baits and the Rapala new baits that have come out and come along. And the next one coming up here is this this topwater that you threw. This thing that's called the Extreme Jowler 12. Is there like an Extreme Jowler 10? What's the numbers signify? Do we know?
I have no idea what the numbers, maybe millimeters. It's probably 120 millimeters. I'm thinking. There hopefully will be a smaller one too, because I am super impressed with the action of this, the fishability. When they make a smaller one, it will absolutely catch them.
That is quite a bit bigger, the one that you were using, the 12. It is quite a bit bigger than those herring, isn't it? I mean, it's sometimes you wonder what makes the bass, you know, do you have to match the hatch exactly to the size of the bait, or is it okay to throw a bait that is, you know, in some cases maybe twice the size as the bait fish that they're chasing?
There is actually some really large herring in Lake Murray. Some of the herring was the same size. I saw some big herring. I saw some 5-6 inch herring.
Wow.
But a lot of times, if they're schooling and they're getting after it, you're able to get away with some bigger baits. If they're being tricky and they're keyed up and they got a lot of pressure, that's really when you got to match the hatch and you got to downsize and you got to throw more of the exact size.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, we don't all have herring lakes, you know, so a lot of us, you know, bait, they're fishing, you know, that are 3-inch bait fish, but still the bigger, you know, sometimes that bigger topwater does the damage. And you caught them, you know, some of them. What was really cool is that, you know, hunting for them, looking for them, you know, the old forward-facing sonar, you know, everybody's talking about that now. But a lot of times it wasn't that. It was like over your shoulder. You heard it. Yeah, we call that on the jumps. You know, over here in Tennessee and Alabama, we say they're on the jumps. And that's what they were on the jumps. And that was like, boom, you turn around and fire at them. I mean, that's fun fishing that way.
That's my favorite way to catch them day in and day out. And if they're schooling and they're in the air and they got the jumps, I'm jumping for them, because that's how I mean, that is, to me, that's bass fishing. That's the best way to catch them. And everybody's smiling when you catch them schooling.
Well, I'll be working a couple of events over here at in Alabama when you make the run over here to Wheeler and to Smith Lake. So I'm looking forward to seeing you when you get over here. Get a little break, at least from the elite side. Try not to fish too many tournaments between now and then, and we'll see as you continue that climb up the AOI standings.
Hey, hopefully so. Hey, we got some ground to make up, and that's fishing. We're gonna catch them one at a time, and see if we can climb up that leaderboard.
Patrick Walters has been our guest. Congrats for the win, and we'll look forward to chatting again.
Absolutely. Thank you a bunch, Tom.
Thank you. And it's Patrick Walters. He's great, man. I've been talking to him since he was winning in the college days, and he's always tremendous. All right, we get a break. We'll come back and wrap it up. Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including like water temp and grass and other conditions, on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Now, Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and a 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Now is the time to win the Kevin Van Dam Nitro Z21 XL Pro boat loaded with Minn Kota and Hummingbird equipment. Just follow Minn Kota and Hummingbird on Instagram and like, comment, and tag on the official sweepstakes posts. Post a photo of yourself with a Minn Kota or Hummingbird logo or product on Instagram with hashtag KVD Victory Lap and tag both brands. Just visit minnkota.johnson.outdoors and click on the image for more details. And speaking of Minn Kota, the new Ultrex Quest trolling motor combines the most responsive, intuitive steering ever with GPS-powered automatic boat control. The new Quest series of dual 24-36-volt brushless trolling motors were designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest of environments. With a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, more advanced GPS functionality than ever, and even an eco mode to extend battery life, the only thing this motor won't do is quit. Now let's take a look at the quest for the AOI after the Minn Kota Bassmaster Elite at Lake Murray. Trey McKinney now with a 30-point lead with 478 points over second place Jordan Lee. Chris Johnston and Corey Johnston are hot on air trail in third and fourth. Cody Huff sits in fifth. Justin Hamner, Jacob Fouts, JT Tompkins, Kyle Patrick, and Wesley Gore round out the top 10. Three rookies in that top 10. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And remember, we're always just a click away. You can find us at Bassmaster.com. Click on the Angler page and then click on Bassmaster Radio, and there we are. We're also on the SportsByline.com site and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.